Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it. Despacito.
Last week here on The Wake Up Call, we told you about Justin Bieber, who was caught by paparazzi eating a burrito in the middle. Like, so he wasn't eating it on the side like you normally would eat a burrito. He was eating it in the middle, and a lot of people were offended, including us. Well, come to find out, that was a fake. That wasn't even Justin Bieber. They made up a whole viral internet story to try and see if they could get this photo to go viral, and of course it did. So we apologize.
We didn't do anything wrong.
No, we're sorry because...
We put it out there like it's true.
We thought this was true. We thought it was real. So we not only was the entire internet fooled, but we were fooled also.
Well, you know, I got to tell you. Okay. One, good for them. I'm proud of them. That was impressive. That was good. Who even would have thought of something like that?
Okay, that's what I always think. And I think it's really rare to be able to, like... intentionally create something viral. I feel like it's almost impossible. Mm-hmm. Like the second you think I'm going to do this and it's going to go viral is the second it's like, no.
And typically also people who do have success were like, I'm going to make something that's going to be viral. And then it does go viral. You can smell it coming from a mile away. And I hate it. I feel like it's so fake.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this is going to go viral. Why? Oh, because it's the most elaborate gender reveal that's ever happened,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I hate that stuff. None of this.
Also, it's gross.
It's gross.
Gross when you're like, I'm going to do something that I wouldn't normally do because I want everybody to look at me.
Exactly. So I feel like this didn't feel like any of that. It didn't feel, it was like watching very convincing amateur pornography, you know, it's like, huh, I guess they're not professional.
What an analogy.
If you want to watch it yourself, you can text the word fake to 73389. And I guess these guys, they're called the Yes Theory. They do stuff like this more than you think. They were actually tied in to the Will Smith jumping into the Grand Canyon a couple months ago.
Don't have any idea what you're talking about.
But I guess they were a part of that, which maybe that was their first attempt to see if it would go viral.
And the reason we don't know what that is
Bingo.
Is because, okay. But now, here's the other thing, though. Justin Bieber didn't come out and say, guys, that's not me.
Yeah, why didn't he do that?
He's probably not aware of it. Justin Bieber's in the stratosphere. He doesn't know. He's making out with Alec Baldwin's daughter. Maybe they're married. I don't even know what they do.
Alec Baldwin's daughter.
Who is it?
It's the other Baldwin.
Steven. Billy.
Steven.
So Steven's daughter.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe they're on Richard Branson's satellite. Who knows? he is probably... unaware of
actually,
what we do on Earth.
If you told me that Justin Bieber is somewhere orbiting the moon,
yeah,
but in a meditation pod, I would believe you.
You totally believe it. So that's where he is, and he doesn't know what us Earthlings do.
But that's also why we believed he doesn't know how to eat a burrito.
Exactly right. It was a brilliant prank. Like, it was something like, yeah, I would expect Justin Bieber to be dressed like a homeless person,
yes.
And I would expect him to be eating a burrito in a way that made me challenge myself.
Yes.
Which, as we did on Friday, on this very show, at this very time, we talked about how maybe eating a burrito in the middle is smarter, because then you get two snackies later. And look at us. Here we are, less than 48 hours later, saying the whole thing was faked.
I mean, honestly, they win. Yeah,
right.
Seriously.
You got us.
You got everybody. And when Justin Bieber comes back down to earth, he's going to think this is funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.